Eagles wide receiver Jeremy Maclin made Mother's Day a special time for some families on Thursday at Lincoln Financial Field, his foundation supporting Maclin's Mother's Day miracles. And then after that, Maclin talked a little Eagles football.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm all about, you know, having guys coming in and helping us win. So, you know, whoever that is, it's yet to be known. But, I'm excited. I'm excited to get back out there and actually, you know, compete again. You know, we've been going through these organized team activities for a while now, just kind of going through the workouts. But, you know, I'm excited, man. It's the beginning of a new era, and I'm really excited, really excited.
They draft Matt Barkley. Do you almost become a – like a fan in a sense, wondering, okay, who's this quarterback going to be like everyone else in town?
You know, I'm not going to get caught up in all that. Obviously, you know, you're looking at a guy, Michael Vick, who's proven himself in this league, a guy like Nick Foles who stepped in last year and had some success to a certain extent. And Barkley, his college, you know, achievements are off the wall. So he has good guys to learn from. So I'm pretty sure he's gonna have to embrace that, and he's gonna, you know, go through some ups and downs as being a rookie quarterback. But you know, as far as, you know, the competition, or if there is a competition, if there isn't, you know, I'm not gonna get caught up in that. I'm gonna do my job and go out there and you know, do whatever I can to help this team win.
Jeremy, have you gotten a sense of what Chip values in a wide receiver yet?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of hard because everything that we do right now is they can't have any contact. So as far as, you know, really getting dirty and getting in there and trying to block people and certain stuff like that, we haven't really done any of that yet. But, you know, he wants a guy to be a complete football player. He wants a receiver to understand not only his position but every other position on the field, and just go out there and be a complete football player, not just a wide receiver.
Monday's the first day that we actually get to come see you guys out there on the practice field. You guys kind of gave us hints of what his practices are like. What should we expect?
Well, it's going to be fast. There's no secret to that. It's going to be fast. So I advise you guys not to blink. But it's going to be fast. There's going to be a lot of guys flying around. I think you see a bunch of people in different positions. And that's the joy about this offense. You know, I can play, you know, every position on the field. So.
You said you don't want to get caught up in it, but who do you think the quarterback will be at the end of the day?
I mean, I mean, right now you got Mike going with the ones, and Nick sprinkling some reps here and there. So
you got a chance to set the record straight for the LeSean Michael Vick 40-yard dash. Were you there that day, and who actually won?
LeSean and Michael Vick.
Who won that one?
I did not physically see it with my own eyes, but there was a lot of locker room talk, and I was under the impression that Mike Vick won.
Under the impression?
Under the impression that Mike won. That's what I was told. So.
Jeremy, at the end of last year, a lot of guys said that there were, you know, teammates didn't always respect each other and there were chemistry issues. Given the moves the team has made in the offseason, do you anticipate those issues being resolved in kind of a better environment and culture this year?
I think it's going to be, because that's the type of person Chip is. I don't think Chip is going to – not saying that, you know, Coach Reed did that, but I don't think Chip's going to put up with anybody trying to – you know, distance himself from the team or try to be outside or try to do this and try to do that. I think he's going to run a tight ship. I think, you know, to Coach Reed's defense, I think everything that went on last year with his son passing and everything going on, and also having a rough season, I think kind of everything just kind of, you know, it was just that time. So, but I think Chip's definitely going to run a tight ship. I mean, tight ship, and, you know, I think he's not going to put up with any BS.